Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads invites you to a review of some of the outstanding music from the Railroad Hour shows of 1950, starring Gordon McRae, his guest Lucille Norman, and the entire company. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This special New Year's Day program is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, folks, tonight is New Year's night. A time for looking back and a time for looking forward. During the past 52 weeks of Railroad Hours, we've had a great deal of mail from you telling us about your favorite shows. And so tonight we're going to sing for you some of the songs you liked especially. We're starting off with a song from the very first Railroad Hour of 1950. The operetta was The Red Mill. The song, well, one of the jauntiest that ever came from the eloquent pen of Victor Herbert. Every day is Ladies' Day with me.
Every day is Ladies' Day with me. I'm quite at their disposal all the while. And my pleasure, it is double if they come to me in trouble, for I always find a way to make them smile. The little darlings, no doubt I should have married long ago. The proper thing to do, you'll all agree. But I never could find any fun in wasting all my time on one. So every day is Ladies' Day with me. It's a frightful thing to think of all the hearts that I have broken, although each one fell in love with me without the slightest token. Though among my vulgar creditors I'm fearfully in debt, it's because I have afforded anything that I could get. But I must say I've enjoyed the best of what there is in life. I've been lucky in my love affairs. I've never had a wife. And I don't begrudge the little dears those necklaces of pearls. All the money that I've ever saved is what I've spent on girls. For every day is Ladies' Day with me.
Every day is Ladies' Day.
I'm quite at their disposal all the while. And my pleasure, it is double if they come to me in trouble. For I always find a way to make them smile. The little darlings, no doubt I should have married long ago. The proper thing to do, you'll all agree. But I never could find any fun in wasting all my time on one. So every day is Ladies' Day with me.
Every day is Ladies' Day.
So every day is Ladies' Day with me.
A show that seems to be a perennial favorite of yours is Walt Disney's interpretation of the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It's a lovely song that Snow White sings by a wishing well. And here's Lucille Norman to sing the song you like the best from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Want to know a secret? Promise not to tell. We are standing by a wishing well. Make a wish into the well, that's all you have to do. And if you hear it echoing, your wish will soon come true. I'm wishing
among the musical highlights of the past year must be included some of the rollicking nonsense of Gilbert and Sullivan. Therefore, for fun, for wit, for jollity, our comedy highlight of the year, I'll take a big, deep breath and sing I Am the Very Model of a Modern Major General from Pirates of Penzance.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the Pisces article from Marathon to Waterloo and order categorical. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news.
Let's see.
What rhymes with news?
Ah,
snooze, blues, baby needs a new pair of shoes.
Ah, I have it.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings animalculous. But still in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
Still in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern major general.
I know our mythic history, King Arthur's and Sir Caradox. I answer hard acrostics, have a pretty taste for paradox. I quote an elegiac, saw the crimes of Heliogabalus. In conics, I can floor peculiarities parabulous. I can tell undoubted Raphael's from Gerardas and Zophanes. I know the croaking chorus from the frogs of Aristophanes. Then I can hum a fugue of which I've heard the music's dinner for. Let's see, what rhymes with dinner for? Bore, snore, dinosaur. Ah, I have it. And whistle all the years from that infernal nonsense pinafore.
And whistle all the years from that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the years from that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the years from that infernal nonsense pinafore.
Then I can write a washing bill in Babylonic uniform and tell you every detail of Caractacus's uniform. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
Still in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern major general.
Well, the musical highlights of the Railroad Hour's 1950 season.
Lay to me beneath the summer moon, Sigourney, Sigourney.
Judging from your letters, one of our favorite shows of the last year seems to be one of your favorite shows of any year. Noel Coward's haunting and unforgettable operetta, Bittersweet. So, from that score, here's one of the most beautiful songs we sang in 1950.
Now, Miss Sarah, if you please, sing a scale for me. Take a breath and then reprise in a different key. I shall remember knowing you. All the pleasure I have found in showing you the will of fate may come too late when I'm recalling the hours we've had. Why will the foolish tears tremble across the years? Why shall I feel so sad, treasuring the memory of these days past forgetting.
In sweet memory,
the years will come to me. So they will arrive in my heart and mind. Just the
traditionally, this first day of the new year is a time when Americans look to the future. The year just ended has been one of solemn concern for all Americans. Since last June, our armed forces have been fighting with desperate courage to stem the tide of aggression in Korea. Today, our country is rearming against the threat of another world war. For the coming year, we Americans are prepared to take up a notch in our belts and push rearmament with all possible speed. We are determined to produce guns and planes and tanks and munitions in quantities that will deter any enemy or combination of enemies from future aggressive acts. As defense mobilization goes into high gear, it is the job of the railroads to move men and material and to haul the raw materials, the food, the fuel, the supplies that are needed to make the munitions which our men must have. To help speed this tremendous transportation job, the railroads have the skill, the ingenuity, and the experience gained during World War II. And since the end of that war, the railroads have spent more than $5 billion to increase their transportation capacity and to improve efficiency. Last year, the American railroads put more new locomotives into service than during any other year in the past quarter century. These new, more powerful locomotives, operating more efficiently and hauling the new, larger cars, make it possible for the average freight train today to carry more freight and carry it faster than ever before. During the year ahead, the railroads plan to continue this $1 billion a year program of expansion and improvement right up to the limit of available manpower and material. At the same time, with the continued help of shippers and government agencies, they will get even more service out of every available car and locomotive. Yes, 1951 is a year of challenge to all Americans. And because we are free men, we will meet that challenge. For their part, in 1951, the railroads are determined to provide the transportation service so essential to keeping our economy strong, our nation free. And now back to Gordon McRae, his guest star Lucille Norman, and the show train's trip through the musical memories of 1950.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling through the shady lanes with your baby mine.
Many of the songs that you wrote us as being among your favorites came from the Railroad Hour summer series, during which we took you back through years that you had lived yesterday and told you the story of those years in words and in music. Well, sir, a song you liked particularly came from the year 1924. And here's the wonderful Carmen Dragon arrangement of George Gershwin's great hit, Lady Be Good.
Oh, sweet and lovely, Lady Be Good. Oh, Lady Be Good. Be good to me.
Lady, be good to me.
I am so awfully misunderstood. So, lady, be good. Be good to me. Oh, please have some pity. I'm all alone in this big city. I tell you, I'm just too lonesome, babe, in the woods. So, lady, be good. Be good to me.
Auburn hair, brunette, and blonde.
I love them tall and small.
But somehow they don't
so fun.
They stagger but never fall.
Winter's gone, now it's spring. Love, where's my field?
If somebody won't respond, I'm going to end it all.
Oh, sweet and lovely lady, be good. Oh, lady.
Lady, be good to me.
It seems that I am so awfully misunderstood. So, lady,
be good to me. City.
City.
I'm just a lonesome babe
in the woods.
Oh, lady, be good.
Be so misunderstood. Oh, lady, be good to me.
Be good to me.
Favorite songs of the season have come from some of the greatest composers of operetta. Victor Herbert, Gilbert and Sullivan, George Gershwin.
And our next song is the work of a man who wrote not only some of the greatest music of his day, but music that must live forever, Jerome Kern.
It's the song that introduced Marilyn Miller to Broadway. Look for the Silver Lining from Sally. That was wonderful. Well, folks, we opened our 1950 fall and winter series with the first radio performance of the great Rodgers and Hammerstein hit Allegro. And no review of 1950 would be complete without something from these two talented pens.
I'm looking forward to next week, Gordon, when you present your next Rodgers and Hammerstein show, Carousel.
Well, we certainly are too, Lucy. Miss Patricia Morrison, Broadway musical star, will be our guest. And, well, the Carousel story and music ought to make a wonderful show. But now from Allegro, here's your favorite love song, You Are Never Away.
are never away from your home in my heart. There is never a day when you don't play a part in a word that I say or a sight that I see. You are never away and I'll never be. Smile on my face or a song that I sing. You're a rainbow I chase on a morning in spring. You're a star in the lace of a wild willow tree, in the green leafy lace of a wild willow tree. But tonight you're no star nor a song that I sing. In my arms where you are sweeter than spring. In my arms where you are, clinging closely to me. You are lovelier by far than I dreamed you could be.
The year just passed had its light moments, its gay moments. But running through the year was the somber thread of current events. A thread that broadened and darkened as the last days of 1950 ran out. And now, as the new year begins, the hopes and the prayers of the world are united in the hope and prayer for peace. In the hope and prayer that we may find a common understanding, that we may learn to live with one another in one world, gathering strength and knowledge from the experiences behind us. In the hope and prayer that with faith and understanding, we can solve the problems of this hour and all the problems of the future. Please, God, may the new year truly be a happy one. For you, for your friends, for your neighbors. Your neighbors in your town, in your country, your neighbors in the world.
deliver us from evil.
Friends, it's been a real pleasure for all of us to have been with all of you on this first day of the new year. And on behalf of the American Railroads and all the members of our Railroad Hour family, let me extend best wishes for a truly happy new year. Of course, we'll all be contributing in one way or another to an accelerated preparedness. And like the rest of us, the railroads are going to do everything possible to help in national rearmament. Since railroad transportation is such an essential part of any such effort, the railroad program is to spend more than $1 billion in 1951 to enlarge and improve every part of their plans. And the result will be even more efficient, dependable railroads, with transportation capacity rising in step with the rising demands of national defense.
All aboard!
Well, sir, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. Remember, next Monday we're presenting Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel. So until next week, this is Gordon McRae saying goodbye to all of you, especially to my mother and my wonderful family.
Gordon McRae can be seen starring in the Warner Brothers production, The West Point Story. Our guest star tonight was Lucille Norman. The script was written by Gene Holloway. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. And now keep tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.
Enjoy James Melton on Voice of Firestone on NBC.